Hallelujah. What a mighty God. We serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth truly adore him. We thank you. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. See, I keep hanging around here, I'm going to lose my voice. I'm going to have to get Shane to give me a little more volume. Hallelujah. I've heard it say a time or two, I'm excited and delighted that I've been invited. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fort Clark, you look good right where you sit. Thank you all for that warm, beautiful welcome this morning. Giving honor, giving God all the honor and all the glory, because we do serve a risen Savior, one that sits high and looks low. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, I got to say, I feel good right where I stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First, giving honor and glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our pastor in his absence, to his lovely first lady. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can give it up. Amen. Give it up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Giving honor to the ministers of the house, to our deacons, to our trustees. Hallelujah. Shane, could you give me a little more volume, brother, if you don't mind? Mostly important. There you go. Thank you, brother. I can hear myself now. Most importantly, to the children of the Most High God, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last but not least, hallelujah, to the apple of my eye, my sweet potato pie. Hallelujah. My sweet thing. My one that's second to God, my all in all. Prophetess Johnson. Hallelujah. I'm going to probably get it when I get home, but I'm going to put it out there why I still yet can. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those of you who have your Bibles, I would ask that you turn to Matthew this morning, the second division of your Bibles, the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6. And I would like to lift up verses 25 through 34. Matthew chapter 6. Verses 25 through 34. And if you would, please rest upon your feet as we prepare to read God's holy word, as we give reverence to God. Amen. Now, I'm going to be reading in a little different translation from the traditional King James. I prefer the New Living Translation. It speaks more to me. Amen. Starting at verse 25, it says, "So I tell you, don't worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Don't life consist of more than food and clothing?" Verse 26 says, "Look at the birds. They don't need to plant. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in the barns, because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than they are." Verse 27, "Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not." Verse 28, "And why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing." Verse 29, Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. Verse 30. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you? You have so little faith. Verse 31 says, so don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all you need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 33 says, and he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. 34 says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us pray. Most gracious and everlasting, thou art our God. Lord, is once again your humble servant, Father, come to stand in John's shoes and to feed your people, Lord, with your manna from on high. Father, I ask and I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you move me out of the way, Lord God, because I have nothing worthy to be said, Lord, and that you allow your spirit, Lord, to take over and speak to this waiting congregation this day, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the chains of bondage may be broken and that the captives may be set free to praise and worship and glorify you and you alone, Lord God, because there is no other like you, Father. You are the great I am that I am. You are the lily in the valley. You are the bright morning star, Lord God. You are our all in all, Lord. You are the great Shaddai, El Shaddai. Hallelujah, Lord God. We can do nothing without you. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way in this service, Father. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Father, we'll always be so careful, O Lord, to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My subject for today is seeking God's approval. And in these passages of scripture that we just read, God is telling us not to worry. God is also telling us to seek ye first the kingdom. And hallelujah, Lord. And if we're not careful, we will find ourselves seeking after worldly possessions instead of seeking after God's kingdom first. So you all stick with me now, because it's so important that we seek ye the kingdom of heaven first, putting God first in everything, all things. God is first, the creator, not the creation. Amen. The creator of all things is first. Let's get that straight. First. Amen. God is telling us not to worry and to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He's not only telling us to seek the kingdom, But we got to become righteous in the process of seeking his kingdom. The word seek means to go after, to strive, to pursue, to have a desire, to aim, and how about to search for? Hallelujah. In the Word of God, if the Word of God is telling us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, why are we seeking after other things first? Can y'all hear me? Okay, talk to me. Amen. I was going to ask Shane to give me a little more volume. Amen. Hallelujah. Just want to make sure you all hear it, what the word is saying. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. And I promise you, this stepped on my toes before it steps on anybody else's toes. Amen. So if you have to kick your shoes off, kick them off. Hallelujah. Amen. Why do we, okay, are we seeking, why are we seeking after other things first and giving God our leftovers? I said, why are we seeking after other things first and giving God our leftovers? God, I don't have time right now. Oh, I'll do it later. Why don't we pick up our Bibles? How often do we pick up our Bibles? I'll put it like that, throughout the course of the week. Not only pick it up, but open it up. All right. Hallelujah. We find ourselves putting other little gods before our God with the capital G. The real, the only true and living God. We sometimes put our loved ones before God and our friends, our houses, our cars, our money. Hallelujah. But what we fail to realize, some of us fail to realize is that God owns it all anyway. He just entrusts us with these things to see if we're going to be good stewards. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Some of us don't even spend that quality time by reading his holy word. Amen. Some of us don't even pray to God until something happens or when we need something. Am I in the right house? Because see, I didn't know who was going to be here on this day. I didn't even need to know, but God already knew. Hallelujah. See, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him. Hallelujah. How are we to have a relationship with God if we don't spend quality time with him? See, I can come into the house of the Lord and I can hear a word every now and then, and it might make me feel good, but it's not about a feeling. How are we to call on God when we need him if we doesn't spend that quality time with him? Now, I look at my wife for an example, and she gave me the permission to use this. So I'm good on this one. Amen. See, God gave me this beautiful lady. But see, she's part of the creation from the Creator. Did y'all catch that? See, we're part of the creation from the Creator. So by me knowing that I am the creation, How am I going to love the creation more than I love the creator? Hallelujah. See, we get it twisted. Because, see, God can take that creation away from us at any time. Just like he gave them to us, he can take them away. I allow them to be taken away. So I stop by to tell you, let's get it untwisted and get it right. God first in all things. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. I encourage you to spend some quality time with God to feed your spirit. That's how we grow. That's how we grow. It's through the word, spending time with God. And that's how we get understanding of God's holy word. And it also spoke about righteousness. In the process of being righteous, we have to do what is right. Okay? And we also have to be fair and just. God is a righteous God. He's fair. He's just. We are imitators of Christ. We're supposed to be imitating him. Hallelujah. See, some of us can't even say I'm sorry when they offended their brother or their sister. See, that's just pride. That's not of God. God also wants us to be righteous, and in being righteous, he wants us to turn to him for help. See, a lot of times we turn to our brothers and our sisters, but the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom. Hallelujah. So I ask you, what is really important to you? Is it people? Is it objects? Or is it goals? See, we put all of this in front of God if we're not careful. And God is not pleased with that. See, hallelujah. See, if we're not careful, we can quickly bump God out of first place if we don't actively choose to give him first place in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. When we seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness, we don't have to worry because God said all these things shall be added unto you. And if you notice, when you open your Bibles, the passages of scriptures that was read was all in red. And when you see that, that's God speaking. Amen? Philippians 4:19 says, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Luke 10:11 says, For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, they finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. We don't have any excuses, church. It's right here in the word. I'm going to read that again. Everyone who seeks, finds. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open. We have opportunity. What are you going to do with your opportunity? Are you going to allow it to pass you by? Are you going to start seeking and searching and going after God? He's not going to force us. He allows us to make those choices and decisions ourselves. Hallelujah. Mama can't do it for me. Daddy can't do it for me. Sister can't do it for me, and brother can't either. I got to want it for myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Chronicles 28:9-10 says, And Solomon, my son, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately. We got to have that personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. And then we learn how, then when we have that intimate relationship with him, we learn how to worship and serve him in spirit and in truth. And with our whole hearts, not half-hearted, or any leftovers. How would you like it if God gave you his leftovers? Or treated you like sometime we treat him? I'm just giving it to you like God give it to me. It's not only for you, it's for me too. God is not a respecter person. Hallelujah. Because I know when I was working on this sermon, I said, Lord, it got to be you. I said, I was getting nervous just reading it as the Spirit was feeding me. I said, Lord, you want me to preach this? In season, out of season. You took an oath when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. The blood is not going to be on my hands. I'd rather have you mad at me than have God mad at me. Hallelujah. See, you don't have no heaven or hell to put me in. But God, I love you. Don't get me wrong. But I got to be obedient to the Spirit. And we also have to have a willing mind. For the Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and every thought. If we seek him, we will find him. But if we forsake him, he will reject you forever. Are y'all getting this? Then it goes on to say in verse 10, so take this seriously. Don't play with it. Amen, Walls. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. I promise you, I'm not fussing at nobody. I'm just delivering the word the way God give it to me. Then, in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name, see, he's making this personal. He said, if my people who are called by my name, well, do what? We got to humble ourselves. First and foremost, humble ourselves and pray and seek my face. And then we turn from those wicked ways. And then he goes on to say, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 4 and 29 says, but from there you will search again for the Lord your God. And if you search for him with all your heart. See, we can't be search with him for all your, with all your heart and soul. You will find him. This is the word of God. Proverbs 8 and 17 through 20 says, I love all who loves me. Those who search will surely find me. So if you haven't found them, you need to get to searching. Amen, Walls. I'm going to say that again. If you haven't found him, you need to get to searching. Because this is going to determine where we spend eternity, whether it be heaven or hell. I've heard it said, as long as the blood is still running warm in our veins, we have an opportunity. Like I said, Proverbs 8, 7, 17, and 20, I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me. He goes on to say, I have riches and honors and honor. So we're talking about a God who owns everything. So why are we putting so much emphasis on things of this world if this is not our home? If we're just passing through, we can't take it with us? Hallelujah. Put your mind on heavenly things, things above. Amen. Things eternal, not temporary. See, if we're not, hallelujah. As well as, let's see, I have riches and honor, as well as enduring wealth and justice. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest of gold. Are y'all getting this? My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. And it goes on to say, I walk in righteousness in the path of justice. Hallelujah. Psalms 9 and 10 says, those who know your name trust in you. So my question to you today, who are you trusting? Is your trust in God, or is your trust in your worldly possessions? Is it all about you, or is it all about God? The word says, seek ye first the kingdom, not seek myself first. Amen. Psalms 9 and 10 says, those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. So he doesn't abandon us. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I will be with you even to the ends of the world. Hallelujah. Then it goes on to say, the wicked, it talks a little bit, I have a little bit in here about the wicked. The wicked are too proud to seek God. It's their choice. They seem to think that God is dead. Hallelujah. But for those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, know that our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Glory. Hey. Ask me how I know. Because he lives in me. Thank you, Lord. Just because I can't physically see him with these natural eyes doesn't mean he doesn't exist. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I always try to use the illustration, this air that we breathe. We cannot physically see it, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We need it to live. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercies, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. So worthy, Lord. Y'all got to bear with me for a moment. We serve a risen Savior, church. Hallelujah, Lord. And it goes on to tell us, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. I'm almost through. Thank you, Lord. Remember what verse 25 said. So I tell you, do not worry about everyday life, whether you have enough of food or drink or clothing. And it goes on to say, doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? See, God is saying here, our life is much more valuable than food and clothing. But a lot of times we put more emphasis on food and clothing than we do on God. But we have to learn to trust God. Once we're in God, we have to learn to trust God. And he will provide. I've heard a songwriter say he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. And if you look around at yourself and see how far he's already brought us, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hope y'all caught that. He done brought me this far, not to leave me. Did I tell you all what worrying brings on? Or did I skip that? If so, if I did, I'm going to have to go back to it. It says, when we worry, it brings on anxiety, which can cause us to have serious health conditions or serious health problems, such as sleepless nights, hallelujah, headaches, ulcers, high blood pressure, and even heart attacks. So knowing that worrying and anxiety bring on these things, you don't think I would give it to the Lord? You don't think he's big enough to handle it? We're not designed to handle that. That's why he's telling us not to worry. Give it to him. Wholeheartedly, with everything. So if you are having or experiencing some of these symptoms, stop worrying. Stop worrying. We can't fix it. We might think we can, but only God can fix it. We can mess up. Hallelujah. Only God can fix it in his time. Give it to God. Hallelujah. Remember verse 27. It says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? No, it shortens our lifespan. That's what worrying does. Verse 31, it says, so don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. No, we don't have to worry about these things. I mean, God is not saying don't go out and don't work. That's not what he's saying. But what he's saying, don't put these things before him. Seek ye first the kingdom, and then all these things will be added unto you. Amen. Because the Bible also says if a man don't work, he don't eat. So he's not saying don't work. And he's going to provide everything. Let's not get it twisted. We're going to untwist it. Amen? Hallelujah. And verse 34 says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And besides, tomorrow isn't promised to us anyway. The next second or the next hour is not promised to us. So I encourage you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I'm through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.